You've discovered a sound point from Minnesota Public Radio.
Hi, my name is Marjorie Pitts. I'm a landscape architect and a public artist. And we're standing at the corner of Penn and Broadway in North Minneapolis. Because of those five streets coming together, it's a really active, really busy intersection. Two different bus lines stop at this corner, so creating a bus stop that is a focal point was a big part of our goal. The flowers serve as a beacon. They're visible from a lot of streets as you approach, and it serves kind of as a gateway to the community. The colors are like the crayons of youth, where they're just the basic primary colors. I decided that the flower shapes should be a little bit abstracted and maybe a little more gutsy and industrial or mechanical. This would make them a bit more fun, not quite so feminine, so that they have an appeal to people of all ages and everybody in general. When the sculpture was about 95% complete, our tornado touched down on May 23rd, 2011. And the tornado's epicenter was right at this intersection of Broadway and Penn. Most of the buildings around here lost all their glass and a lot of brick and roofs, and all the trees came down. All the light signals were laying across the street, blocking traffic and creating total chaos in the neighborhood. I was out of town at the time that it happened and came back late at night, turned on the 10 o'clock news, and discovered that a tornado had hit North Minneapolis. And so I was really afraid that the flowers had maybe flown off and hurt people, and I was definitely worried that I had created something that would cause more damage and more injury to people. But the fabricator of the flowers had also been very curious, and he had looked through all the media reports of the tornado and found photographs that had been taken that showed the flowers still standing up. None of the parts had flown off and hurt anybody, and that, remarkably, the flowers had survived extremely well. So the flowers were able to shed some of the wind and tremble and move, and only one was damaged to the point where it couldn't be repaired. After the tornado, it was really nice to be able to have these flowers standing up as a survivor of the storm. And the building next to this bus shelter was opened up as an emergency center where people could come for free food, water, clothing, and it became a place of real hope for the community and a real nexus and center for people to be able to come to and find a way that they could go on after the tornado. And it was after this that we came up with the name Blossoms of Hope, because they were cheerful and they were a ray of sunshine and color to make people feel a little bit better at this time of crisis. So I think it serves as an icon and a happy gateway into the community and a place of strong identity that makes it memorable and cheerful for people.
This has been a sound point from Minnesota Public Radio. So what do you remember about that day the tornado hit North Minneapolis? Leave your message after the beep. We're always looking for good stories. Or tell us what you think of this work of art, or some topics that we should be covering in your community. You can even leave your name and number if you want us to follow up. Thanks for listening.